Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today we're continuing on our Getting Started series, and we'll be showing some native Android development connecting into the Office 365 APIs into Contact specifically, but leveraging Android Studio and the Android SDK that we released last fall.
That's right. Yeah, we did. We kind of took our first jump into mobile development with a Cordova session, did some cross-platform stuff, and we happened to have some really interesting events coming up around Android development, and so we thought this was a great opportunity to kind of get the community up to speed on how you can use some of the great things we have for things like Android Studio and building native with Android and Java.
Yep, and so specifically that event is the AndevCon happening in Santa Clara, California on December 1st, and that's sponsored by us, and so Jeremy will be there.
I'll be there, yeah.
You'll be there running the hackathon and helping folks out. So yeah. This is a great way to start up that effort if you're planning on attending or thinking about doing some Android development.
That's right.
Awesome.
So hopefully after this show today, everyone will
at least
see the kind of main way of outlining a native app in Android Studio, and we'll get to town on it.
And showing off our Android SDK.
That's right. That's right. So the first step in getting started here is you need to have your environment set up to do Android development. That's not something you're typically going to do in Visual Studio, at least natively. You know, we're doing more and more around those things, but today we're going to use Android Studio. You can go download it for free. It'll bring down things like the Android SDK and things like that. So that's where we're going to be working today, is within Android Studio. Beyond that, the next step is you need to go and register an application. So if you watched any of our Getting Started series thus far, you saw us go and create things like an application that we used for our demos that we did. So Sonia, we have a really good new Getting Started experience. In fact, you guys had a show last week or a few weeks back that highlighted that.
Yep.
So I think I want to use that.
Let's do it.
So where do I go?
You have to go to dev.office.com.
All right,
so one-stop shop for all things Office 365 development.
So we'll go to dev.office.com under Getting Started. And I see that we have things like the Office 365 APIs, Office add-ins, and SharePoint add-ins. And I'm thinking, in this case, I just want to connect to some APIs.
Yep.
I want to connect into Office 365. So let's try the Getting Started with APIs. So this gives me a little bit of information, talks about the different types of things that I can connect into. It talks about how I can go and get set up for a developer tenant if I needed an actual Office 365 environment to work with. It even has some things where I can kind of test around, a little sandbox to be able to play around with some of the APIs.
And really without setting anything up on your local machine or any kind of local environment, really just right in the browser you can test out our APIs and play around a little bit.
Yeah. And then here at the very bottom I have this option of picking a platform. And you can see that we have this Getting Started experience for a number of different platforms. In this case, we're going to be building for Android, and so I'm going to select this first option here, and it gives me a little bit of tip. It says, you know, first of all, you want to go get Android Studio, and then you'll work with our SDK. So I'm going to actually follow this to a T. I've already done Android Studio because no one wants to sit here and watch a show of us doing an install.
Right.
But beyond that, I'm really going to follow the documentation that's in our Office 365 SDK. We provide a really detailed step-by-step process for getting your Android application, at least your first native Android application, built. So beyond that, we see that I need to register an application. And what's great about this is in the past, if I wanted to register an application months back, how did I have to do it, Sonia?
You'd have to use the Azure Management Portal.
That's right. And you may not have an Azure subscription. And so that would require you to do things like put a credit card in and go and sign away your firstborn child. And now we've really streamlined that to where you don't have to necessarily have an Azure subscription. You don't need to get a trial. You can simply register your applications right here on dev.office.com. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in using an existing account. This is going to ask me to, I'm going to sign in with a different account. And once this comes back, it's going to allow me to start provisioning those applications. And so you can see here it says, give it a name, give it a redirect URI, and then pick what permissions you want this application to have. So let's call this Office Dev Show Android. The next thing it wants is a redirect URI. What you're going to see is that when we build a native application, when I go to sign in, I'm not going to have to build a sign-in screen. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep a really consistent experience for a sign-in screen. So when you use our SDK, it's automatically going to launch a sign-in experience. Mm-hmm. It's going to look the same whether you're on a mobile device, whether you're on in a browser. It's really a consistent experience of signing in. And one of the things that actually happens is that the native device is going to listen on this reply URI. It's constantly listening for a token that it can use to mm-hmm. start making calls. And so this, you might say, well, why do you need a redirect URI on a mobile application? Well, it still uses that in certain ways. And so we'll just leave the default here. You can honestly put anything you want here. In terms of the permissions, I'm going to go with read-write contacts in this case. You can see that there's lots of different things here. And this isn't even a complete comprehensive list. We have lots of different things you can connect into with the Office 365 APIs, like files and sites and notebooks and mm-hmm. videos, lots of things. We're going to concentrate on contacts today.
And the team is working on getting those added into this experience so that you can register for those permissions here. But it is a work in progress, so hopefully we'll have an update soon.
Cool. So I'm going to go and just say register, see what happens here. I'm hoping to get an ID back. And there it is. You can see I have this client ID. That's the identifier for my application. If you're familiar with OAuth and Azure AD, you might be saying, well, where's my secret? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't give you a secret for a native application. That's not something we'd want distributed on, you know, thousands of devices. You have all these hackers that would go get your secret and maybe use it. So in this case, we just have a client ID. So I'm going to just paste that in Notepad so that I can get to it later. And I'm going to paste our redirect URI because we're also going to need that a little bit later. So at this point, I'm ready to get started actually building my application mm-hmm. in Android Studio. And if we go back to the getting started experience, when I selected Android, it had this link to the SDK. So I'm going to go ahead and click over here. And we keep our SDK both for Android and iOS and a lot of other different platforms. We actually keep it out on GitHub. That's where most of the IP we offer the communities at these days.
It is.
And if you look in here, it's actually very detailed in terms of what I go through. So you can see it talks a little bit about the setup. So this is talking about some of the includes that I'm going to mm-hmm. leverage in my project. And it's going to walk me through step by step almost everything that I need to do. I'm going to deviate from this just a little bit. But for the most part, I'm going to walk through this exact same sample here, line by line.
Okay.
So let's go into Android Studio. I'm going to go and say File, New Project. In this case, we'll just call this the same thing, Office Dev Show Android. And click Next. Android's going to allow me to say what's the minimum SDK you support. So if you're looking to hit a broad device community, you want to think really carefully on what you pick here. I'm just going to go with the default. I'm pretty much up to speed on the latest and greatest on the device I'm going to use to debug with. So we'll go with the default here. And what's neat is it even shows you things. If I zoom in, it shows me that I'm hitting about 90.4% of the devices out in the world right now by picking the API version 15.
Nice.
The next is I can pick the main activity. There's lots of different views that they have, so different templates for layouts. I'm just going to go with the completely blank activity here. So we'll go ahead and say next. I'm going to go with the defaults here for the name of my activity and things. So I'm just going to say finish. At this point, it's going to go and provision the kind of core layout for my project. And so it's going to provision a whole bunch of different things. And here you can see it pulling up everything. So I have a number of different things that are in my menu here. It's a little bit of an eye chart, and I'll try to zoom in a bit. But I have things like a form layout. So in Android, they use XML files for the layout. It's similar to what we do on the Windows side with XAML.
Yep.
It's just a different extension. And then I'm going to have Java files that I work that are kind of the view controller behind those different views. So what I want to do first is if I go back to the SDK, we're going to kind of follow this to a T. And after setting up your project, one of the first things that it's going to have me do is go and pull in some dependencies that I'm going to use. So in Visual Studio, I might use a tool like NuGet to do this. In Android Studio, they use something called Gradle. So I have this build.gradle file, And that's where I can go specify what I want to include. Mm-hmm. And what you'll see is as soon as I reference these, it'll immediately pull them into my project. You'll see a little status at the bottom of Android Studio saying that it's pulling in those dependencies. So here they are. And if you look, I'm going to use the Outlook Services dependency. I'm going to also use an ADAL dependency. So we've worked with ADAL before mm-hmm. in the Getting Started series, but it's basically an authentication library for Azure Active Directory.
Yep.
And so we have one of those for Android that we're going to use. So I'm simply copy these. And if I go back to my project under Build Gradle here, I can go and add this under my dependency. So there's already a few dependencies here. I'm simply going to add a few more. And as soon as I save this, again, what you'll tend to see down at the bottom is there's this Gradle build that actually goes and pulls those in. And it does it pretty quickly. In fact, it's already ready to go. The second thing is we're going to be connecting into Office 365. That obviously needs a network. It needs internet in order to do that. And interestingly, Android apps by default don't have access to the internet. It's something you have to request. You have to say, I need to use the internet in this device. And so what I'm going to do next, if we go back to our instructions, step five here says that I need to go and request the internet permission in my Android manifest file. So I have this Android manifest file up here at the top, and it has a number of different things about this application. It's similar to any kind of manifest, mm-hmm. an Office add-in. Mm-hmm. In this case, I'm going to go and specify that I want internet. So this is a really important step. I've forgotten this in the past before, and I'm like, what's going on? You need to request internet in order to connect. All right, we'll save that. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a settings file. So the client ID and the redirect URI, mm-hmm. we're going to use those in a number of different places. And although I could put a string everywhere, it's going to be a lot cleaner for me to have that as a resource that it'll be a little
reusable
bit more. Right, exactly.
The whole project. Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and create. They recommend creating something called ADAL settings. And so I'm going to go ahead and do that here. So I have a resources area. It's this values area. And I'm going to simply say, I'm going to create a new values resource file. I'm going to give it that ADAL settings name. And ultimately, I can start pasting in some settings. And they actually give it to you here. So I'm just going to go back and copy the example. And if we look at this a little bit closer, we've set up things like an Azure AD authority, which is login.microsoftonline.com/common.
Which is that common login screen that we see across all of our...
That's right. Yeah. In fact, more specifically, this is actually what we would consider a multi-tenant login screen. So when I build this app, mm-hmm. any Office 365 customer in the world theoretically could use it.
Could use it. Nice.
I also have a resource ID. This is ultimately when I go to get tokens to call our services, I have to tell Azure Active Directory what service am I going to end up calling. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's Outlook because we're going to work with contacts. And so I'm specifying that here. Then the next two are where I need to put in some of my values. So I have that client ID and client redirect mm-hmm. URL. And so I'll simply copy those out of Notepad that we used earlier. So we'll put our client ID, and then let's put our redirect. All right, we are moving along. Let's maybe turn our attention to the layout of this. And so I do have this nice little layout here that I can do things. I can look at the text view of this, but I also have the ability to go and
just
have an actual mm-hmm. UI. And actually, it shows there's a little bit of error. I'm going to make the project here really quickly, see if that resolves it. But ultimately, in here, I can start dragging and dropping different controls. Mm-hmm. I have this nice menu of controls, so it looks like it was a little bit more happy now. And I should be able to come in here. We'll delete this text box. And let's put a button, first of all. So let's find a button, drag it out on our screen. We'll kind of make this, and actually I could probably not make this quite so much of an eyesore. There we go. Mm-hmm. And for our button, we'll give it a text to say, log in with Office 365. And we'll give this an ID of maybe button login. And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put a list view on here. So there's lots of different types of controls that I can use. A list view is a something that, like, if I want to repeat something on the screen, it'd be similar if you went to like a mail application on an Android device. It's going to use the list view. So we'll go ahead and put a list view on here. I'm going to just have it use the rest of the screen. You can see it kind of shows me what that would look like. And there's different templates that I can put in there to make it look different ways. But we're going to go with a pretty simple one. So our layout's done. The next thing I need to do is make those two controls available in my controller. So let's bring up the actual code file. Now here's our code file. This has nothing special added thus far. But we need to go ahead and add a few things. So let's go ahead and make reference to those two controls. So let's do our button. Let's actually define this as a button. And we'll call it button
login.
And then let's also do our list view. So we had a list view. And we'll call it list view contacts. And I'm actually going to clean that up I don't think I actually named my list view. Give it a nicer ID. There we go. All right. So I need to resolve a few of these. So similar to when you go and reference things in Visual Studio and it you don't have the right imports or includes. So in this case, I can just simply do a quick Alt-Enter and it goes and pulls those in. And so now I'm actually ready to reference them as our page loads. So this is just defining a variable for it, but we actually want to get reference to that. So let's just say get reference to controls. And we'll start with maybe our button. So we'll say button login, and we're going to cast this as a button. And then what we're going to do is we're going to say find view by ID. And in this case, we can look it up by the resource, because as we added things, it actually added those as resources to our page. So that's how we get a hold of our button. And we'll use that later to do things like add a quick event so that when I click that, I can take them through the whole sign-in experience. So let's do the same thing for our list view. So let's say list view contacts. And this is going to be a list view. And again, we'll just find it by its ID. And in this case, it's going to be r.id.listviewcontacts. There we go. Cool. All right. So I think we have some of the basics here ready to go. I could go ahead and add our button quick event for that button login. So let's just do that really quickly. So I can say button login. And let's just do a set on quick listener for this. And in our on quick listener, I can simply do a new, on quick listener for this. And there you go. You can see it already added the on quick. And so at this point, if I were to go and run this, we'd at least get to that point on our button. But we're going to do some much more powerful things. We're going to go and start connecting into Office 365 now. So let's go back to our documentation on the SDK. So if we jump down, here's a bunch of imports that it recommends we include. I could resolve these one by one, but this just makes it a little bit easier to do it all at once. So I'm going to go ahead and go ahead and put these in our imports area. So we'll go ahead and add those to the top. And if we go back, the next thing that it talks about is define some fields in our main activity. So these are going to be things like authentication context, and then there's going to be this thing called an ADAL dependency resolver. It's going to be kind of like something that helps like a callback once we get tokens. And so you've probably seen authentication context if you've ever worked with ADAL. It's pretty consistent. You get context and you get a token on it. And we'll do the exact same thing here. So let me just copy these two. And we'll just define them up at the top of our page. And there's a few other things that I'm going to define here as well. We're going to end up using the actual Office 365 SDK. So I'm going to use something called an Outlook client. So instead of me calling REST, I could call REST in here. But the interesting thing is that we actually have a really nice SDK that will allow me to do strongly typed calls. Instead of me trying to figure out what REST endpoint I need to hit, I'm going to be able to say, client.me.contacts. And it's already going to bring me back objects that I can work with. So it's going to be a lot nicer to work with. The other thing is I need to create what's called an adapter that we fill that list view with. So I'm going to create something here called a array adapter. And our array adapter, we'll just call adapter. And then the last thing we need is we actually need something that is going to be our list of contacts that we're going to bind to our controls. Right. And so in this case, we'll use an array list. And in this case, we're gonna, it's a generic, so we'll make it a type of string. We're gonna make it pretty simple here and just do a normal string of things. So we just resolve this really quickly. And so we have all of that. So let's go back to our documentation and see what's next. So the next thing is they have this thing that's called a login. They have basically our entire login function that's defined here for us. So you could certainly go and try to figure out all this. This is something that you can easily just import in and reuse over and over and over again. So it's going to do things like look at some of those resources that you have and automatically use the authentication context to acquire a token. That's what we're doing all this for, is we need to get a token in that login process. So I'm going to copy this and put it in our page. And again, it's the main thing here is that acquire token, and then it has both a success and a fail, so you can kind of handle either of those scenarios. We certainly hope to take the happy path here and actually get a token, but we do have some logic we can do to resolve errors that might occur. So I'm just going to pop this right underneath our onCreate. There's going to be a few things that I need to resolve, so we'll just import a few things here. All right, and I think that is good. So let's go back to our documentation. So after we've defined that, the next thing I need is I need to override the activity result for this main activity. So this is going to help with some of the responses back when we go off to actually do a login. This helps kind of deal with that response that comes back. So again, I'm just going to copy this. It's a simple one line of code, but we can just throw it here in our main view. And one more thing to resolve. All right, the last thing, we're almost done with this. We have a simple call that's going to say, that actually is going to execute the login. And so this is something that's going to, it's kind of their way of doing things asynchronously. So you can see I have this thing called futures add callback. And this is going to help us execute that login function we just defined, but do it asynchronously so we're not like tying up the thread here. And so it'll be nice on a mobile device. So let me copy this. And here's where I'm doing things a little bit differently. In the sample here, they just log in as soon as you open the actual native app. In our case, I'm going to put this in our quick event. So when they click the button to sign in, we'll go ahead and launch that login process once they do that. So here in our onClick, I'll just paste this in. And what we're going to end up doing is putting most of our logic in here in this onSuccess. So onSuccess, we're going to do things like initialize the Outlook client and get contacts. So that's what we're going to do here next. So if we look a little bit further, just kind of moving on, here's where onSuccess, we're going to do things like define that Outlook client. And in this case, they're getting messages. We're working with contacts, so a little bit differently. But let's go ahead and implement this. So on our success, we'll define that Outlook client. Now, what they want here for an Outlook base URL, this is the base URL that all of the REST endpoints for Outlook live in. And they've actually defined it in here. It's just outlook.office365.com/API/v1. So from there, I can do things like me/contacts. And that's really what the SDK is doing. It's a wrapper on top of that.
Bare bones REST APIs.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll go ahead and do this here. And then we don't have a get messages yet. In fact, we're not even going to have a get messages. We're going to change this to be
get contacts.
All right. One other thing is, I defined this array adapter. The adapter, again, it is the template that I use in that list view. It's what gets repeated for every item that we bind to that. I need to do a little bit more initialization of that. So I'm going to come in here and let's initialize our adapter. So what we're going to do is we're going to, let's first initialize our items as well. Let's make this equal to a new array list. And this is of type string. And I do have, there we go, items. And the next thing we're going to do is our adapter. We're going to have that be a new array adapter. And in this case, we're going to define this as something that requires a string. And inside of this, we're going to define The actual activity itself, so this basically this form, we're setting that in context. And then we're going to set a few other things on this. We're going to set the type of layout we want to use. So I'm going to go with an Android. And we're going to do android.r.layout. Let's see, we want simple list item one. And then we're going to pass our items to that. Mm-hmm. So that's just how we define that adapter. And what we're going to find later on is we're going to take that adapter and we're going to set it on the list view. Once we actually get some contacts back, we'll say, hey, this is the adapter you use. And at that point, it'll actually have a number of contacts on it.
And that's a built-in way for it to format the items nicely so that they appear in a very standardized way.
That's right.
In the Android layout.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of layouts. In fact, you can create your own custom layouts. We have some good examples, samples out on dev.office.com. But if you wanted, you know, a template that had like a picture and, you know, a couple lines of text, there's all these different layouts you can go with. This is about the most simple there is. It's just one line of text. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to see with this. So we've initialized our adapter. We have our quick button. The only thing we need to do is define a get contacts. And so if I go in here, here's get messages, and I could probably use this to get close. So I'm going to go ahead and copy this, and we're going to use it in our layout here. Now, again, I need to change it to be get contacts. So let's see what it's doing here. It's saying it's using the client, the Outlook client, and it's saying get me. And then it's saying get folders, where I'm already lost there. We're not dealing with things that have folders. We're dealing with contacts. So let's get rid of that and let's see what there is for us. So let's do get. It's like there's a get contacts. So we have a get contacts. And then, you know, from here I could see there might be something additional. Let's see if we do a. So I can do things like takes and skips if I want to. In fact, maybe what we do is we could take the first 10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think if I just do regular get contacts, I think I'm actually fine. But we'll go ahead and do it this way. So let's do maybe a take of 10. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go ahead and perform the read. It doesn't like my take of 10.
Is it top?
Cannot resolve take. Let's see.
There's a dot top.
Oh, top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I think we're fine just doing contacts.read. We'll see. Okay. I think I have that right. The next thing is we're not going to be dealing with messages that come back. We're going to be dealing with contacts. So I'm just going to change our class here. So we're going to have contacts. And then I need to do a few resolves. So we'll just resolve list. And then here's our run. So this is what we're going to be doing when this actually is successful. So this is basically our success area. And what I'm gonna do is basically loop through my result. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have this result that we're gonna loop through. And for each item, we're gonna add it to our items that we're binding in our adapter. And so let's just do that here really quickly. We'll just do a for int I equals zero, I less than result dot size. And then we'll do I plus plus. And so here's where we'll increment our items. So we'll just say items.add. And what we should be adding here is a string. So what I'm going to do here is do result. And we're going to do a get at its index. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to, I think there's a get display name. There it is, get display name. So let's go get the display name of everyone. And we'll output it there. And then the final thing I'm going to do is on my list view is I'm going to set the adapter to our adapter. I think that is it. So we can put a few breakpoints in here, but I think that is pretty much it. So we basically followed the SDK line by line here in terms of how it recommended we do things. Changed it up just a little bit to have a button just to show a little bit more interactivity versus just loading. But let's see if this actually will run now. I'm gonna actually use a physical device for this. Let me go ahead and bring this to the home screen. And in Android Studio, I can play it or I can debug. We'll go ahead and debug. In fact, what I'll do is let's actually on our callback. This is where I should be getting a callback that we get a successful token back. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and put a breakpoint here. And then maybe let's put another breakpoint down here right before I set the adapter. So we'll go ahead and start debugging. Now, I will warn you that the very first time you debug one of these native applications in Android Studio, it can sometimes take a while. And that's probably just because I'm running tons of development stuff on a device that probably isn't meant to do that much development stuff. But this will go, and we can get an update of it along the way. So it'll give, we can kind of see updates as it's doing things.
While it's doing that, can you talk through a little bit of so you've got the native device, and then you've got that connected to your machine.
Yep.
And then that's going to use what to actually connect the app into the device?
So
is there a tool that you use, or is it, does it just do some magic hookup?
That's a good question.
I'm gonna ask silly questions.
No, it's actually a great question. So there's a few things if you want to use a native device. You can certainly use emulators. There's lots of emulators that you can use with Android Studio. It comes with emulators. I find that, again, I'm not developing on this like really hardcore
high
developer
end,
machine.
Right.
I'm just using, this isn't even an i7 Surface. It's just an i5 Surface. And so what I find is that I can't have hardware acceleration and things like that turned on here, so it's easier for me to use a device. When I use the device, I need to enable it for debugging, and then it'll actually show up here. So you can see it saying, what do you want to debug with? So I can pick a physical device that it'll find here, or I can use an emulator. So
okay.
I can choose
nice.
One or the other. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's definitely there is a step of going on and saying that you're going to allow people to debug on this.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and say OK on this, and it's going to go and start running the application. I do have a little tool that will allow you to see this on the screen. So you can see it's waiting for the debugger here to attach. And there's our login with Office 365 screen. And if we did everything right, what should happen when I click log into Office 365 is we should see that common, familiar sign-in screen. So let's go ahead and see. I'll click on Sign in with Office 365. There you can see it's loading. And voila, we have a recognizable sign-in screen. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in here. And there's nothing more fun than typing on one of these little keyboards as you're being filmed. And now I'm going to do my secret way of hiding my password.
It's nice to see that you can just hook up your device right in Android Studio, pick up whatever's connected, and work that magic for you.
That's right. So we'll go ahead and say sign in. So that's going to bring us back, and what we should see is that consent screen. This is pretty common as well, is we're going to have to consent the app. I'll never get this screen again. Once I've consented to the app, it's good for forever. But I'll go ahead and say accept. And now we should come back to our application and hit a breakpoint. So now we've gotten a successful token.
Yay.
And we should be able to continue. So I'll go ahead and press play. And this might take a second. So there we go. We've actually looped through. And let's actually see how many items we have. So if I hover over this, we have 8 items. I can expand those. We can see I have Jim and Rob and Chris and Nathan and Lily and Jeremy and Israel and Sonia. Sonia. All right, let's play it and let's see if it binds and
look at that.
There we go.
Voila.
So pretty simple user interface, but you can see
very cool.
I just follow the steps that are out on the SDK site. So anyone, even if you're not a Java person, should be able to go out and get Android Studio, get a feel for how to do this, and build great native apps that connect to Office 365.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's very cool. So there you go. If you're looking to get into Android development with Office 365 APIs, that was about a 20-minute intro.
Yeah.
Step-by-step and using the SDK. So that's awesome. Hopefully you guys will get to show that off and help folks along at Android DevCon.
Yeah.
Jump in, use the Android SDK, go to dev.office.com, whack getting started, and we'll have this sample up as well. Or we have plenty of samples up that are Android
samples.
We'll
put this one up.
Yeah, we can put this one up. Awesome. Thank you, and happy coding.